Well, hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s, and this podcast is me saying all the quiet parts out loud of what the hell am I thinking? So I have made it through my biggest ever back-to-back long runs. Weirdly, the first long run, so like the actual long run, seemed easier than the first time I did a run a couple miles shorter than that. So I can definitely tell I'm making some progress. And I'm still just completely surprised that those second runs generally feel great. Completely unexpected. But I've definitely hit that point of seeing my race on the summer calendar and wondering what on earth I do. I've done all the training, but how do I know what to do on race day? I have all the little things. Like, I actually wrote out lists for everything, and I'm using my theater background as a former stage manager of how I'm going to lay out everything. So I feel like I have actually a pretty good way of dealing with that. But I mean, like the running, how do I know what pace to go? You know, in a half marathon, say you want to go 2 hours. You're roughly going to run 9:04 per mile because that's going to give you a few seconds built in there if there's like a quick potty stop or anything like that. But for a 50-something K that is TBD as far as the actual distance because ultra running, and all of my training has been by effort, I don't know how to plan for what the day is going to be like. How do I tell my family where to meet me at the aid station? Or what time? I have no idea. Is this going to be an 8-hour day? Is this going to be a 10-hour day? Is it going to be a 7-hour day? I have no idea. I'm sure that there is some way to figure this out, but I have not asked the question correctly in order for Google to give me any sort of indication of how to plan for this. And part of it is I don't know what's reasonable to expect. I know what I can reasonably do on a half marathon, and I know what my watch thinks I can reasonably do on a marathon, which is ridiculous because there is no way I can run a full marathon at the pace it thinks I can. So I was looking at that and I was like, okay, so say ideal road marathon, add an hour to that time. And then so for this, what, add 2 hours? I don't know. I would very much appreciate your feedback in any of the podcast comment sections ASAP about how you figure this out. Like, I've seen the calculators where you can like put in your goal time, but I don't have a goal time because I don't know what's reasonable and how you judge that. Is there like a race predictor somewhere where you put in like a half marathon time and it'll predict it for your 50 whatever K? Because that would be way more helpful. I haven't found that yet. I'm sure it exists, but I haven't found it. Anyway, I had a really nice text exchange from a local friend that I actually don't see that often, who are the people I may have mentioned in the first or second episode as being the very first people I knew who had ever done an ultra marathon. So long story short, in case I haven't told this story before, or in case I have, when we first moved to rural South Carolina, I was at a meeting and this woman comes up to me and she's like, hey, and now I'm from Atlanta, like city of Atlanta. So we're talking millions of people. And this woman comes up to me in the middle of this middle of nowhere meeting and she says, hey, did you go to such and such elementary school? And I was like, I did. She said, you were in my brother's class. And I was like, I was. So random that these people that I went to elementary school with were also living in the same little town in the middle of nowhere. And we got together with them socially. We didn't really know them, but with some sort of connection. We got together with them socially and they invited another couple over who they had recently met as well. And this other couple were super nice. They were our age. They also had just moved there at the time. They also didn't have kids. And we were just chatting and the husband was telling me this whole story about how he was running to and from work, like, I don't know, 9 miles and 19 miles. I don't even remember anymore because I was not a runner back then. So it all seemed ridiculous. And he was telling this story of like how he ran like a 60 miler and all this stuff. I honestly thought he was lying. The whole entire night we were talking to these very lovely people, I thought he was making it all up. I had never heard of ultra running. I had never heard of any of these races. I didn't know people ran 60 miles-ish miles, which is 100K. I didn't know people ran 100 miles. I honestly thought he was completely lying. Joke was on me because turns out he's done tons and tons and tons of them. We're now friends with all of them. And we coincidentally ended up having kids at the same time. So thank you for for lending your expertise and your kind texting earlier this week because it was very reassuring. And I really appreciate it. So anyway, big shout out to them. We've decided in our family that we're going to do like a pit stop practice for the aid station. And I don't know if this is a good idea or not, because it's not like we're trying to do it quickly. It's just that I want to be able to demonstrate in a non-pressured situation what I need for help instead of having to verbalize it halfway through a 50-ish K, because I have a pretty good idea that I'm not going to be able to come up with the right words during the middle of my race. I'm going to be like, bleh, 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 bleh. And I don't want to be cranky and mean because that is not the intent. And I've been super appreciative of my family's support for the training thus far. So yeah, definitely looking forward to it. The one thing I have not factored in, I probably should mention to my husband. So we're staying in a cabin that has like a sofa bed and then a teeny bedroom. It's like a tiny house sort of situation. He's going to have to sleep on the sofa bed the night before my race because he snores. And if he snores the night before my race, I might have to smother him in his sleep. So he's going to have to sleep on that sofa bed. Hi, honey. Here's your notice. You're going to have to sleep on the sofa bed. Love you. But it's been a good training block so far. Enjoying it. Excited for seeing my race on the horizon. Probably overthinking everything and trying really hard not to. In the words of my friend, who is the spouse of the ultra runner that I thought was lying when we first moved here, calm down. Not usually a helpful phrase, but yes, actually, calm down. I'll do my best. Always seeking any advice y'all may have for someone's first ultramarathon. Things you wish you'd known, things you're super proud of yourself for remembering to do, just any little tidbits. Definitely leave those in your favorite comment section of your podcast apps or YouTube. Leave those 5-star ratings and review. Because I have to head out the door now that it's finally hot. I'm going to get not enough weeks of heat acclimation training because mama runs an ultra.